on the listener app and on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Daisy and Billy, and the Melbourne Cup is on tomorrow. And this man, one of the great characters of Australian racing, has Master of Wine running. It's Wayne Hawkes.
The race that stops a nation is on tomorrow.
Gates crash and they're racing in the Melbourne Cup.
And in the last 30 years, overseas horses have dominated the Cup. Our next guest has an overseas raider running in the race. Master of Wine from Germany.
Deutsch. Sure, Deutsch does much.
Please welcome, from the famous Hawkes racing family, Wayne Hawkes.
Yes, we welcome you, Wayne Hawkes, one of the greats of the racing industry, Bill. And around this time of year, this week, it's all about characters. It's about racing characters. And arguably, Hawksy is one of the greats of that. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Wayne Hawkes.
Good evening, guys. I obviously couldn't get Jordan to go, so you had to get me.
Yes, exactly. We'll talk about that later. But hey, Hawksy, what's going on? Now, you got one runner tomorrow at Flemington. Of course, we go to the Lexus Melbourne Cup. $7.7 million, if you don't mind. We go to number 14, Master of Wine, trained by Team Hawkes. Any chance?
Well, I think he is. And you know what? It's a bit like if you're tipping, you know, you Richmond at their best up against Geelong at their worst, you're always going to say, oh, no, I think Geelong's just staying solid. But to be totally fair, if you look at the Geelong Cup winner, what is it, Rosa Tralee?
Charlie Rose.
Charlie Rose, same thing. I'm just a bit dyslexic here on the Monday afternoon.
just Monday?
Yeah, people in glass houses, my friends. Dougie Hawkins is coming on next. Okay.
Yes.
Now you have a look at it. Two starts ago, we beat at home in the Bar Cummings. Last start, we ran the Caulfield Cup and we bunged the start. Like, Fairdingham just threw it away. Right. So it was just the horse just jumped terribly, just jumped in the air as the stalls opened up, and he was never, ever in the hunt. And Dean Holland rode him and got off and said, mate, this thing will stay all day. Mm. My brother told me, for what it's worth, 2 months ago, he said, I'm telling you, this horse just wants 2 mile.
Right.
He said he wants 2 mile, 2 mile, 2 mile. We've never run him over 2 mile before. So he's a virgin, so to speak, at the 2 mile.
Mm.
But he's unbeaten at the 2 mile, isn't he? So
at the end of, that's a great way to look at it.
Yes.
Dean Holland got off.
Full, not half empty. Don't say he got off to ride the other horse.
Hey, to ride Charlie Rose.
You can't have been that wrapped with it, although it does drop 4 kilos on that run as well.
Now, listen, Bill, if you're going to start talking sense, get off this program, seriously.
No, I'll tell you what we should do. This is one for the ladies out there that like a bet, but
I'll
also...
I'll be on track as well, Bill, tomorrow.
I'll be on track, doesn't matter, on track, off track, but also a bit of value, and let's back Master of Wine to win or a place. You get very nice, juicy odds. That'd be nice, Hawksy.
Well, you know what? We're about 100-1, so I reckon if everyone that likes a red or a white, any sort of... you know what? Any sort of wine that you like at all, you could be a master.
What other wine is there other than white or red?
Oh, I don't know.
Sticky.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Shut up, Brad.
I was going to be stuck for word there. It's the first time ever. Sticky wine. See? Yeah. See? Sticky.
You'll be on track tomorrow, will you, Hawksy?
I will. Yeah. I thought I'd better turn up for grand final day, Daisy. So it's the only runner I've got, so it'll be straight in and straight out, but hopefully I'll be hanging around. And you know what? We don't have the international raiders there in their droves this year, so this is – I'm 50. When I was a kid, this is the old Melbourne Cup. It's just all the three or four big chances and 20 slow ones that are hoping to do a job. So if you don't like the top three or four, I mean, the world's your oyster at, 20s and 50s and 100-1, so – I reckon something could win at any old odds this year.
Wow.
And, I mean, the favourite, $2.30, incentivised. Now, he's done everything right.
Yep.
He's done nothing wrong.
Yes.
But he has to carry 57, and every handicap has told me that 57 in a Melbourne Cup is a serious, serious ask. So I've asked a couple of the handicappers, and I've said, mate, it won't be easy to be doing that. And anyone that's anyone always says the Melbourne Cup is the biggest weights race, and it works on weights because there's an old famous saying.
What is it?
Weight stops trains. So that's why Billy and I wouldn't be able to run fast anymore.
We're not on the Geelong train.
What about for the rest of the carnival, Hawksy? You've got one in on Oaks Day that looks like a live chance.
Ooh.
No, I've only got one. No, I'm not running it now. I've only got Archidemus left in. He's still in Sydney, but he's going to run on Saturday. So I'm very, very quiet this year, and and that's Archidemus. So John and Michael have trained that up perfectly well for Wayne to stuff up. So they always go better when John and Michael send them down. I don't know why. I work it out one year. But see, the thing is, it's the quietest. What do I have? Two on Saturday, one Melbourne Cup day, one. So I'm going to have four for the week.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever had four for the week in 25 years. So
this is runners, yeah.
Well, yeah, runners.
Yeah. This is what happens when you're not allowed to stay on track after and enjoy the festivities. Hawksy just goes, bugger it, have four of me slow ones.
That's where he's exactly. at his best. That's where exactly. he is at his best, our man here. He just lobs at the bar, over the drip tray, and away he goes.
We actually once boarded a plane with him. We were coming back from an interstate loss, and Hawksy had got off from a big day at Morfettville held court up the front of the plane. And I don't think Brendan Bolton had ever seen a performance like it in his life, Hawksy. We couldn't get you to shut up.
That was totally true. I was talking about Chautauqua, and I'm going, mate, you had Brendan Favola. I've got Chautauqua, and I'm up the front of the bus, and I'd gotten home at 6 a.m. with Dwayne Dunn, and I got a phone call going, and don't forget your plane's at 9. I said, it's at 10, and it was 9 a.m. Well, I've rushed to the airport.
Oh, no.
I boarded the plane, and Carlton played Port Adelaide the night before. And, you know what? What the hell can you do in Adelaide till 6 a.m.? I don't know, but I did it. And I got...
We're still on air, Hawksy.
Sorry. I don't know what the hell you do till 6 a.m. in Adelaide, because I'm from there. The lights are off and no one's home after midnight.
Wayne Hawks here, tell us about his Adelaide trip. Anyway, we're going to back a Master of Wine, number 14 in the cup tomorrow, each way, one for the ladies and one for us. Good luck, my friend.
Thanks, guys. I'll just be happy to talk to you after we win.
I bet you will.
It's a rush hour. Billy and Daisy on Triple M.